Hello, my name is Aaron. I'd like to welcome everyone here in God's enclosed, stationary, circular, flat plane Earth to From the Darkness to the Light. 2019 is drawing to a close, and by the grace of God, this has been my first full year having this little YouTube channel. And I must say, it has been an experience, I can say that. Lord willing, I'll be here next year making more videos. And I will continue to, as always, be proclaiming the wonderful grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the truth of scriptures, and discussing biblical theology, creation, God's enclosed, stationary, circular, flat, plane earth, current events, or whatever topics the Lord will lead me to that bring Him glory and honor. And we can read here in Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 18, Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. Everything that we talk about, and I think it's great to discuss all kinds of topics, but we should be giving preeminence to Christ in all things. When we talk about creation and what God has revealed to us in His Word, we talk about Christ because He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And when I discuss topics, I want to bring glory and honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has paid the price for my sins by shedding His blood and laying down His life for me. You know, Jesus Christ paid for my sins and for the sins of all His people with His life. And He was resurrected 3 days later, thus ensuring our own resurrection and eternal life in Him. All who have been born again by the Spirit of God, who believe in Jesus Christ, we look to the finished work of Jesus Christ, and we have forgiveness of sins and eternal life. It's promised. And nothing can separate us from Christ. No one can pluck us out of His hand. And that is wonderful news for those of us who have been shown grace and mercy from our Lord Jesus Christ. And as I will get to the scriptures here in a moment, because of this great, wonderful thing that the Lord has done for us, and for us being in this blessed condition of being one of God's elect, for this reason, we have an enemy in this life. And that enemy is Satan, the accuser of the brethren. And he hates God's grace that has been shown to humanity, because there is no grace in Satan's future, nor in the future for those who finish their lives living them out serving him. Those who serve Satan are just like their master. Satan has always wanted to exalt himself above God's throne and God's people. And this is the same manner in which those who are under Satan's blinding act. We can see that in politics and how our world's run, and we can see it by people who are around us in our everyday lives. Satan and those involved with his kingdom, they want to rule over God's people, and they want to accuse the brethren. They are chihuahuas running around nipping at the heels of the saints who are in Christ Jesus, accusing, lying, slandering, and deceiving. But we must remember that those who do these things are not only deceiving, they are deceived themselves. And apart from God's grace in our lives, we would all be under the same blinding. And so we must be careful while still living in this flesh that we don't get caught up in these sins ourselves. Satan has been at this much longer than we have and knows every trick in the book and knows it all better than us and knows us better than we do. We must always remain humble, seek the Lord, love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbors as ourselves. You know, we're told in the scriptures that all the law and prophets hang on that, loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. And we can only do this by the grace of God. And you know, I say praise and glory and honor to Him for that grace that none of us deserve and none of us can earn. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, so no one can boast. Now I want to thank each and every one of you who have supported me here by watching my videos that the Lord has allowed me to make, dropping me emails that are honest, edifying, and encouraging. As brethren in Christ, we are to keep each other lifted up in prayer, encourage one another, and to stand, you know, encourage each other to stand strong on the Word of God. And to always act in the same grace, love, and mercy that we have been shown by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want to say thank you to those of you who have encouraged me to check myself when necessary. And you've done so with grace, love, and mercy that I have not always shown to others. And that has been a huge blessing in my life. And I thank each and every one of you who have done this. And I want to go over some scriptures here, and I hope that it will be encouraging to all of my brothers and sisters in Christ out here who are listening. I want to talk about the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. The spiritual battle that we are all in with our enemy Satan and his kingdom of darkness. It's a lot to cover, but I'm going to do what I can here today. We must always remember that our war is not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And Satan uses humans, our flesh, to wage war on the saints. But we must remember that our war isn't with the humans, the flesh. It's with their master and his dark kingdom. I will be, as always, reading from the Authorized King James Bible, and I encourage you all to do the same. I'll be reading from Revelation chapter 12, starting in verse 7. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Know this, that Satan was thrown out of heaven, where he spent his time going back and forth between there and earth. He had come down here, cause division and chaos, and then go accuse humanity before the throne of God. But Satan was thrown out of heaven, and he is now here. If Satan was the accuser of the brethren before he was thrown out of heaven, what do you think him and the demons and devils and the people that are under his control do now? They go around accusing the brethren. Satan and those blinded by his wickedness will always accuse the brethren in Christ for their past sins. Satan will take every sinful thing you've ever done, and those things our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ washed clean with his precious blood. He will try to throw them in our faces. He will gather his minions together to attack, slander, and accuse the brethren. This is what that sociopath Satan does. You can be assured that those under his hand will do the same thing as their father, the devil. But we have this promise as God's elect, those chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Those of us that Jesus Christ shed his precious, holy, sinless blood to purchase. We don't overcome this world, Satan's kingdom, any of our sins, past, present, or future, by anything that we have done or could ever do. We have overcome it all by the blood of the Lamb. It is in the work of Jesus Christ and him alone. No matter how much Satan and his workers of iniquity might want to accuse, slander, malign, lie, or have you believe that you are not forgiven, if you are in Christ Jesus, you are forgiven forever. No one can separate any of us from Christ Jesus, and no one can pluck us out of his hand. No matter how much Satan and his barking chihuahuas might snip at your heels and constantly try and make you think so. You see, we have overcome this world by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. But we have a spiritual battle that each and every one of us are in. And remember here in Revelation 12, chapter 12, verse 12, it says, Therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short time. The heavens are rejoicing because Satan can no longer go there. But we are warned, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and sea. The devil has come down to us and he is full of wrath because he knows his time is short. If Satan was the accuser of the brethren while he was allowed in heaven, what do you think him and those under his control will do here on earth? They will always be accusing the brethren, those who have overcome this world by the blood of the Lamb. And so how are we, as born-again children of God, saved by God's grace, given the faith of Jesus Christ, how are we to stand against these attacks of the kingdom of darkness? I want to jump into Ephesians chapter 6, and I will be reading from verses 10 through 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We stand by the strength of the Lord and by the power of His might, not by our flesh or our strength. And Paul in his writing here gives us what we need to stand against the wiles of the devil. We are to put on the whole armor of God. It doesn't say to stand and fight in our flesh. The armor is God, Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb, the finished work of Jesus Christ. It says to gird your loins with the truth. We know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So that's the truth. Jesus Christ, His Word, all things in the Bible, everything we know about Him and all of His promises are truth. Okay? That's one thing we got to put on there is the truth of Jesus Christ. And it says, put on the breastplate of righteousness. And we got to know this. This is not our righteousness, but it is the righteousness of Jesus Christ, His finished work on our behalf. Because we know that none of us are righteous. So we know that we gird our loins with the truth, that Jesus Christ is the truth. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, which the righteousness is of Christ. So we're seeing the work of Christ here. Shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace is that Christ died for the sins of His people. He has forgiven our sins. He has made peace between His children and God. Satan will always want to remind you of your sins and point out every fault that you have ever made. But the truth of the gospel is that those sins are forgiven. Not only your past sins, but your present and future sins. And we must stand strong in this truth of the gospel. Take the helmet of salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. Satan and his workers of iniquity will try to tell you that God didn't save you, or that God wouldn't forgive your sins. You haven't done the right things to earn salvation, and whatever other lie he has had thousands of years to come up with and feed to those who are under his command as they bark at the brethren. Our helmet of salvation is that salvation is of the Lord. We overcome and have overcome because of the blood of Jesus Christ, not ourselves or anything we could do. So how do we stand against the accusations of Satan? The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Bible tells us that we who are in Christ are forgiven. We are under grace. That we now have peace with God by the blood of the Lamb. The Word tells us that Satan is a liar, the father of lies, the accuser of the brethren, and that he and those who continue until the end under his blinding will be thrown into the lake of fire. You see, we have an enemy who hates us. He hates all of God's children because we have been shown grace and mercy because of the great love that God has for us. But we do not overcome Satan and his dark kingdom by our works or our deeds. But we have already overcome by the blood of the pure and spotless Lamb, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No matter how much time Satan might spend barking at us, lying to us and about us, using the people of this world to do his bidding, we who are in Christ Jesus have overcome Satan, have had our sins wiped clean, past, present, and future, by the blood of the Lamb. We must, by the grace of God, stand strong when facing the wickedness of this world and those who are under the blinding of the wicked one. And we must act as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did. We must love the brethren, love our enemies. We must live and act with the same truth, grace, and mercy and love that we have been shown. Even those who are under the blinding of Satan right now, acting out in evil ways, might be one of Christ's sheep who have not yet been shown their sins. They haven't been quickened to life yet. So we must always live as our Lord and Savior did, and by the example given to us in the Scripture from His apostles. 1 John chapter 4, verses 13 through 21 say, "Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. We love God because he first loved us. If we love God, we will love our brothers and sisters in Christ as well. We cannot say we love God and hate those around us. And we know that we dwell in Christ and he in us because he hath given us of his Spirit. The Spirit of God is love. And this love says that we must also love our enemies as well as our brethren. In fact, the world will know we are Christians by our love for our brethren and our love for our enemies. So I want to encourage you all to stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on that whole armor because it's Jesus Christ is that. Stand strong in the word. Know this, that we have an accuser who hates us, but we have overcome that because of the blood of Jesus Christ shed for us. Okay? My name is Aaron. This is From the Darkness to the Light. May God bless you all with the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.